Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you're ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money, and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody. So excited to be chatting with you guys. Let's dive in. We got a juicy, juicy topic today. We are going to dive into three sales prompts to attract dreamy, I'm in clients, no matter the freaking price, okay? If you want to learn how to sell any offer at any price, you love making money, you love your work, you love booking clients, you want to impact more women, like, the sales membership is the place to be. Go and join us, okay? And it's actually, I need to start this off saying this before I forget. It's actually illegal to listen to this episode without sharing it on your stories and tagging me and letting me know your thoughts, because the value bombs I'm about to drop in this episode are, girl, just trust, okay? It's like that girl from Love is Blind. You will need an EpiPen because you are going to choke, in all seriousness, right? Like, if you know what I'm talking about, you get it. You're probably laughing. Hopefully you're laughing with me and I'm not just sounding crazy. But yeah, share this episode. Like, show me you are not listening to this episode without sharing it, because it's illegal. It's illegal, okay? In Biz Coach Bella's world, if you don't share it, like, just unfollow me, please. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But seriously, I will pick one person that shares this week's episode to their stories and tag me. I will give you 2 weeks inside of the Sales Holy Grail membership. And if you don't know, you will at the end of this episode, actually, because I'm going to give you guys today three prompts to go and sell your offers to attract dreamy all-in clients, no matter the price. Okay. And these are exactly the prompts that I drop in the Sales Holy Grail membership every week, in addition to the sales audits, okay? So trust your girl. All right, let's dive in. So the first prompt. And to go back to the giveaway, once you share it to your stories and tag me, I will be writing these names down and we'll pick the winner on the following Monday. So not April 15th, the following Monday. Yeah, because this episode is dropping on the 15th. Okay, let's dive in. So the first prompt, be ready to take notes. I'm going to try and break it down for you guys as simple as possible. So this first prompt has three parts. So part A is, I want you to own the transformation of your work/offer, and I want you to make a bold and confident statement about it. Meaning, here's my example. Give me 10 seconds into your cold, quote unquote, cold audience, right? Because a lot of people will tell me I have such a cold audience. Like, no one wants to buy from me. Like, I need a whole new audience, right? And then, so this is me speaking to them, right? Give me 10 seconds into your quote unquote cold audience, and I'll show you how to get them in your DMs within days. Days, right? At first, I wanted to put seconds to kind of like showcase, like, that's how quick we're going to get these people in your DMs, right? So I want you to really own the transformation of your work and make a bold and confident statement about it. So that's my example. Give me 10 seconds into your quote unquote cold audience, and I'll show you how to get them into your DMs within days, right? That's the first part. Part B, and this is all the first sales prompt, okay? So part B is, I want you to now activate them. Show them that you see where they are now, but you also see where they are going. Those two things are so important. So let me show you an example of I see you now, right? I'm saying you're so good at what you do. You love your work so much. The clients that come into your container stay because of it. Now I'm going to show you where I see where they're going, right? I'm going to say something like, but you know you're ready for your work to impact millions. You're ready to wake up and feel Or you're ready to wake up and feel confident knowing that when you show up and sell today, that people are going to be in your DMs, right? The work that you're putting in your business is actually being given back to you with in clients, right? Like, I want you to imagine waking up and feeling that way, right? So I activated them. I'm showing them, look, I see where you are right now, but I also know where you want to go, right? Part C. Then you're going to go in and you're going to insert the roadblocks. Talk about the roadblocks that is stopping them from achieving that. So what is stopping them from where they are now to where they want to be? What is the gap? What is getting in the way? In the example that you explained in part B. So then you could go deeper into that, right? So I could say something like, you're ready to wake up and feel confident knowing that when you show up and sell today, your people are going to buy. But right now, right, that's how I would kind of bridge it. But right now, this is what you're doing. And because of it, this is what's happening. So I'm not going to go in deep into the examples because it'll be really long, right? And then you're going to wrap it up with part D and you're going to say, I'm going to say exactly how my offer support fills that gap. So I'm not just saying this is the solution. This is how to fill the gap, right? This is what's getting in the way. This is what's holding you back. But I'm also now saying, look, this is what's holding you back, or this is the roadblock. I'm going to show you how we kick that roadblock to the freaking curb in my Sales Holy Grail membership, right? You have to sit there and say exactly how an X offer, and then insert how it gives them that solution, how it fills that gap. And then I want you to insert social proof in that same slide. Insert some social proof or a call to action to buy, both actually. So put some social proof if you can, and then put a call to action to, you know, join us here with the link, or DM me blank to chat. Something to prompt them to take X action, okay? So that is the first prompt, right? This one is really good because you're showing your ideal clients, your community, look, I'm so confident in what I do. You're making that bold statement. And then you're saying, look, I see where you are, but I also see where you're going. And you're going to activate them through this work, through that part B alone. And then part C says, but look, I can, and this is where they also feel deeply seen, because you're sitting there and saying, look, I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you. And I know what is stopping you. And I am going to tell you exactly how I'm going to overcome this with you in my X offer. And so you're now the solution, and they don't care what the price of your offer is. They just know they want to be inside of it, right? Let's dive into the second prompt. This one's so good, you guys. It's juicy, right? Again, illegal. I hear you listening to this, girl. I hear you listening to it. Am I annoying? Probably. All right. You are someone who's never cared about A, B, and C. And this is the surface level shiz your ideal client thinks they want. Meaning, you are someone who's never cared about 50K cash months, just 50K cash months, or, you know, sold out launches, right? It's the surface level things that your ideal client thinks they want. You actually care about, or you care more about X, Y, and Z. This is what they actually want. So think about what is the actual desire within the surface level. So if I was saying you never actually cared about 50K cash months, just 50K cash months, what you really want is the financial freedom to swipe your card and not look back. And then that's what I want you guys to do, is you don't just want a converting website. What you want is to wake up and see that your dream clients are in your DMs because your sales page did the selling for you. That's what they actually want, right? They don't just want a pretty website that converts. They want X, right? So, and then you're going to wrap it up and say, which is exactly who I created my X offer for. Okay, that's part A. So part A is, you are someone who's never cared about A, B, and C. I guess we could say part B is, what you really care about is X, Y, and Z. And so then part C is, which is exactly who I created my X offer for, right? So you are someone who's never cared about just 50K cash months. And you're going to do three things. You're going to insert three examples, A, B, and C. I'm only going to give you one for the example, right? You're someone who's never just cared about 50K cash months. You care more about what you really want is the financial freedom to swipe your card. And then you're going to insert the other two examples, right? Because you want minimum three, which is exactly who I created my sales membership for. Then you're going to wrap it up with, you are A, and then you're going to insert the characteristic of your ideal client, your dream client, right? You are a winner. You're a go-getter. You know you win no matter what. And because of this, or you could say, and you belong here in blank offer, right? And you belong here in, I'm trying to see how we can wrap this up. You are a go-getter, you are a winner, and you belong in the sales membership because, and then insert some type of support that is in that offer you're trying to fill, right? So if it's one-on-one, it's you belong and you belong in one-on-one because blank. Or you belong with a group of like-minded powerhouses who get it too. And if you're doing done for you, you could say something like, you deserve to work with someone who gets your vision, right? Because you belong with someone who gets your vision. And that's how you'll wrap up that last part. So part A, you are someone who's never cared about A, B, and C. A, B, and C being surface level things your ideal client thinks they want. Part B is you care more about X, Y, and Z. This is what they actually want. And then part C is, which is exactly who I created my X offer for. Part D is you are a blank type of person. So insert characteristic of your ideal client and you belong. Kind of make it flow there. So it sounded a little choppy here, but you let it flow. You are a go-getter. You are a winner. And you belong here in my X sales membership because in the membership, you... we are, you know, I would insert a reason why I would say you belong in the X offer, which that is tying it all together. That is showing them why that offer that you are telling them is the offer, is the next step, right? Which is what we want, which is what we want them to do to then be in our DM saying, I'm in. Again, no matter the price. So there's the second prompt. Super juicy, super juicy. Now we're going to go into the third prompt. Actually, I think I might list these for you guys in the show notes. Okay, the third prompt. It's time for some tough love. All right, this is a tough love prompt. I love you, but, and I always do my tough loves with those. I always start it off with that in that way. I love you, but if X, your work, fills, and then insert a current feeling they want to overcome versus a desired feeling they crave or a couple, right? What is the result of this? Explain your reasoning and how does your offer solve this? So let me give you an example, right? I love you, but if selling feels icky, which is the current feeling they want to overcome, versus exciting, empowering, or like you are on top of the world, right? That's the desired feelings, right? I put or a couple. What is the result of this, right? This is exactly why you're getting clients who need a million and one follow-ups and ghost you once you drop the pricing, right? So I'm saying, look, I love you, but if selling's feeling icky right now versus exciting, empowering, or like you're on top of the world, this is why you are getting clients who need a million and one follow-ups and ghost you once you drop the pricing, right? That is the result of that. That is the result of selling feeling icky. And then I'm going to explain myself why I feel that way. And then I'm going to talk about how my offer solves this feeling, how my offer gets them from icky to sales feeling exciting, empowering, or on top of the world. And then to wrap it up, what is the result once they do? What will happen for their business, their life, once sales start to feel exciting, empowering, right? You start attracting clients who are excited to pay you, who are not afraid to take action in themselves, who are happy to invest, right? And then I'm going to go and wrap that up with the offer, right? You're already wrapped that up. You said, this is the offer. This is how it gets you from X to Y. And then when you're just putting the, what the result is once they do, that's kind of just the cherry on top at this point. So that's the third prompt. Don't worry if this kind of confused you just listening to it. I'm someone that also has to like see it. So I will actually keep the prompts in the show notes for you so that you can screenshot, implement. But like I said, share this to your stories, tag me, let someone else in your community come and get their hands on this podcast and they can get these prompts, because these prompts right here, you guys, they're golden. Okay. I'm a firm believer in my sales prompts, and these are the sales prompts that you're getting in the sales membership. I told you guys, this is not cookie cutter, you know, tell me one reason why you love your offer, right? No. That's not what we're doing in the sales holy grail, okay? It's deeper than that. The work is deeper than that, for sure. These prompts are customizable for any industry, anyone who wants to make money online and is utilizing sales on Instagram. Okay, so if that is you and you are someone that wants to book clients, you love making money and you just love the work you do, you are a firm believer in your work, the sales membership is for people like you. It's for people. I created this space for people just like me who love their work, love their offers, the impact, know the impact it holds and wants to get people inside, wants to get more people inside. My goal in this membership is to not only make sales fun and exciting, but to make it so freaking simple that you can sell more, sell in a way that is so simple that you're able to sell more and make more sales. Now, I'm not saying you have to do more to make more, but there's a point with your selling where it becomes so exciting. You look forward to it. And I sell daily not because I have to or because I feel like I have to sell Monday through Friday to make money in my business, which is not the case at all. I make sales even on the weekends when your girl's like in the pool. I'm sunburned right now from this weekend. I was completely unplugged and it was so amazing and it felt so good and still make sales, right? But it's because like selling is so simple. It's almost hard not to sell because the strategies that I teach are so simple, easy to implement. And when you really work on sales, your sales mindset of, you know, it's icky or I feel like I'm taking people's money because that's how I used to feel versus now sales is just like this, selling my offers on stories is the piece that's going to get people in my containers and then them be able to grow themselves. Like I truly love being able to get people, help my clients get clients. Like it's just an amazing feeling because then that gets to support them, whether it's a mom and support them in a life they never imagined for their kids or my clients who get to go and travel the world with their friends. Like that is why I do the work I do. My mamas that get to stay at home with their babies and or retire their significant others and no longer have to stress about the financials. Like this is why I do what I do. And that's what we're doing in Sales Holy Grail. Okay. So if you are someone that's listening to these prompts and you really enjoyed them, come join us because you get 3 prompts every single week, just like this and so much more. I'll link the sales page in the description below. So I cannot wait to see you guys next week. I love you all so much. If you want to win 2 weeks free in the membership, okay, share it to your stories. We'll pick one person to win on Monday the following week. Okay. I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning in to this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella. Or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.